Barbarian Tribes of Rome, Germanic Gods, Part 2, Tui and Thor. Now, the ancient god Tui maintained his original status in the area of the Lower Rhine, where the Simoni revered him as the highest of all the gods, and where he was worshipped in the sacred grove. This Tui is identified with the Roman god Mars, but was not a war god in the same sense that Wudan was. He was one who determined the outcome of battle. He was the god who administered justice. In his hands lay life and death, but he remained aloof from contact with the more sordid things of his adherents. He retained the attributes of the former Indo-European god, the sky god, in many respects. He was the ruler of heaven, the All-Father. He was remote. He was unknowable. Wudan had been humanized. One might almost say that Tui was the real Tuisto, the god of double origin, the sun god and the god of the fertility cult, the god of the unknown sky, and the god of the mysterious earth, a much more spiritualized form than that of Wudan. This Tui is worshipped in the sacred grove, which is a trait of Mother Earth cult. And the sacred grove, as Tacitus relates, can only be entered in all humility and reverence. Tui is the product of feeling. Wudan is the product of a life of action. It is this Tui concept that continued to live so actively among the ancient Saxons when Charles the Great had such difficulty in converting them to Christianity. Eventually, the sacred oaks were destroyed and the Christian cross was erected in their stead. But no one knew at the time that the Christian cross was a surviving symbol of the ancient cults. For some strange reason, the number three has been a particular fascination for the human mind. Man is not satisfied with one god. He has created three. Three separate gods or three separate aspects of the same. The Germanic people were no exception. In addition to Wudan and Tui, they also had Thor, the god of thunder, the god who caused the lightning to flash across the sky and who hurled the mighty and destructive thunderbolts. This was the Vulcan of the Romans, also identified with Hercules of the Greeks. He shares some of the same attributes as the Greek Zeus and is also regarded as the thunderer. The sign of the god of the thunderbolt is the hammer or the double axe. This Thor, who was also referred to in the Eddic poems as Asator, is part Vanic and part Asic, as the name shows. But Thor is not the only thunderer. He is also the performer of feats of strength, as with Hercules. He was a knight-errant who fought against the giants with his mighty club. His strength comes from his contact with the earth. He is also the favorite god of the agriculturalist. He is by no means a spiritualized concept. In later Eddic poetry, he was even the butt of practical jokes at the hand of the earth giant. Where there are gods, there are usually goddesses, either in being or in the process of being. We have a survival of the chief Germanic goddess, Freya. She belongs to the fertility religion, the root Fry, Indo-European. Pry has given us some modern words, friend, but it's also the root of Parapus, which is the concept that belonged to Freya, Isis, Sibylla, Venus, and under whatever other name the same principle is worshipped, ancient or modern. Among the Igvinoni, she was known as Netherus. To the Vikings, she was Frigg. To many, she has been the ancient Idsisi, the woman of magic, prophecy, who tied and unloosened the bonds, the possible ancestors of the Vikings, of the Valkyries of Viking days. In the Germanic theogony, she became the wife of Wudan, and two elements, the ancient religion of the Magna Mater, are thus brought together again. Her brother Frey, now one of the gods associated with Wudan, was formerly the consort of the earth divinity, but he plays a relatively minor role in the later religion of the Germanic people. It's really hard to follow along with the change in the Germanics because of all the mixtures. You know, we're used to the Vikings, so a lot of this is very familiar to people from a Viking standpoint. But parts of the Viking tales are different from the parts that are Tui, which became before that, and with Wudan, who came before that. So it's a little bit, as you can see, it's not like you could say, well, what are the Roman gods? Enlist them. What are the Greek gods? Enlist them. What are the Egyptian gods? Enlist them. Here we have all these different tribes in different areas north of the Celts, and they have bits and pieces of all of these. So we have one more section to talk about with some more of the gods and some of the aspects afterwards. Now the source for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owens, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. As always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment. Check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.